A 10-year project to put a permanent 9/11 memorial in Springfield, Massachusetts, has entered a new phase, raising the money to make it a reality. A campaign's been launched to raise $300,000 to cover the installation and annual maintenance for Springfield's September 11th monument that will include a piece of steel from the destroyed World Trade Center and is intended to be a dynamic tribute to the first responders who died in the terrorist attack. With donations from more than 24 corporations already secured, the campaign is more than halfway toward the goal, according to real estate developer Frank Colaccino, who is the chairman of the fundraising committee.
I'm confident we'll raise it.
So confident of success, Colaccino revealed the contract to build the monument has already been signed.
There's a lot of people on our committee from the business community, and we're just making just good old phone calls and telling them about the memorial. And the response has just been great.
A GoFundMe page has been created for the fundraising campaign. The contributions are tax deductible. The design for the monument, which was unveiled in 2016, has the 12-foot-long, 3,000-pound steel beam artifact positioned vertically in front of a curved wall that will be inscribed with the 470 names of the firemen, police officers, and military personnel killed in the attack. At night, spotlights place shadows of the beam on the wall to symbolize the Twin Towers. A location for the monument has been chosen in Riverfront Park at a spot that is easy to get to and highly visible, according to Pat Sullivan, the city's director of parks.
It'll have the beautiful Connecticut River in its background, and it's a very peaceful, tranquil location for this memorial.
Riverfront Park is currently undergoing a $2 million renovation. As part of the project, the base for the monument will be built in what amounts to a $50,000 contribution from the city.
We wanted to pay equal respect to these first responders, and that was the best way that we could contribute.
The 9/11 artifact has been in storage since 2011 when it was obtained by Spirit of Springfield through a donation program of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. Judy Math, the organization's president, said dozens of locations were considered as possible sites for the monument.
We're very pleased it's going to have a final resting place, which is what it deserves. And, you know, along the way, people were being critical. How come you haven't put it somewhere? We wanted the right design. We got the right design. We wanted the right place. We have that. Now we have to raise the money to make it all come to fruition, and it will.
Matt said plans are in the works to dedicate the monument at this year's September 11th observance. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.